Hello and welcome back. You're listening to KMAQ, and we'll be switching gears, talking now with the director of the Maquoketa's Timber City Band, Jay Kahn. Before we jump into that conversation with him, however, we do have to talk about the weather out there. A high temperature of 95 degrees is expected today. It's going to be a little bit gusty, but that's not going to be doing much for the high temperatures, as the heat index value could be getting as high as 109. We are under an extreme heat warning that's in effect until tomorrow night at around 10 p.m., but that could be extended as we're seeing the temperatures remaining in the mid to low 90s throughout the rest of this week. 94 degrees for the high tomorrow, 93 on Thursday. We do see a 30 to 40% chance of rain kicking the forecast on Thursday night as well. Might be bringing a little bit of relief from the high temperatures, or might just be making the humidity all that worse. High temperature of 93 on Friday. Saturday, a little bit lower, a high temperature of 91. Sunday, 89. And then Monday, we're finally seeing a little bit of the break from those higher temperatures in the 90s at 88 degrees. Here in Maquoketa, we're still warming up and are sitting right now at 85 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll now be switching our conversation over to Jay Kahn. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
I'm doing quite well. And say, it could be a little bit cooler, but it's nice in here in this studio.
Look good. Sort of a green, purple kind of, I don't know. It's kind of, no, I'm kidding. You look fine.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I was going to say, now you are the director of the Maquoketa Timber City Band. And I know this is the band's 52nd season.
It is indeed. We're very, very proud of that. Actually, would be the 53rd, but we had to take a year off because of COVID.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. So 52nd, unofficial 53rd.
Exactly. That's why we're saying it's the 52nd season.
Season, there you go. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, now, what's new with the band there? I know there was planning some gigs. I know one was planned for tomorrow, but unfortunately, with the heat, Mother Nature seemed to have something else. But what's going on with the band recently?
Well, as point of coincidence, we have 52 people in the band this year.
Oh, do you? That is a bit of a coincidence.
Even though we're based in Maquoketa, it is in fact a regional band. We have people coming down from Dubuque. We have people coming up from the Quad Cities. We have people coming over from Bellevue. We have people coming over from Anamosa. It is in fact a regional band, and we're very proud of that. Try to make it worth their while to come out here and play some very, very unique music, some good music that's fun to play and fun to listen to.
I was going to say, so with a band that's 52 big, is it full orchestra pretty much? What kind of, instruments is it? Everything
absolutely.
From strings to brass to and everything in between?
Well, there aren't any strings. It is a regular band. It's a concert band. And because of that, a lot of people say, what's the difference between a band and an orchestra? And it's not true that a band doesn't have strings, because some bands do. But the main thing is that in an orchestra, and I'm talking about classical, traditional scoring, the strings are the main choir.
Yeah.
Whereas in bands, there is no main choir. The band could be at one time a brass choir, could be a woodwind choir, could even be a percussion ensemble. And it's that kind of variety and that kind of elasticity that really makes it pretty exciting for the audience.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So really, like you had mentioned there, a variety of different music is able to be played there.
Oh, and to answer your question, yes, we do have a full band. As a matter of fact, this year we have three bassoons.
Ah, bassoon.
I know.
I was going to say, you don't see that too often. So having three is an accomplishment.
And they're all really good. And the youngest one, she's not even out of high school yet, and she is magnificent. She's got a solo in our concert.
Wow.
The older bassoonist said, let the kid have it.
Well, that's good to be able to see. Not only, so what... I think that also goes to a point there as well, is this band is made up of people of all ages.
Yes, we're very, very proud of that. A lot of people will say, well, how do you judge the success of a music program? And to me, the success of a music program depends on how many of those people go on to include music in their lives in one way or another. I know of one program in Eastern Iowa. I won't tell you where it is. But they have a community band, and there isn't a single solitary former student in that band. I think that's sad. Whereas in our band, we have quite a few former students. As a matter of fact, the director of Maquoketa High School is a former student here, and his brother teaches over at Anamosa, the Hubby Boys. They come on over, and they play in the band. We have students who are currently... Well, that is, I should say, we have people who are current students in the Maquoketa schools who are playing in the band. Very proud of that. And people who graduated and living in the area, and they have come back to play in the band. And you would think that the next time I see Khan's face, it'll be one day too soon. But no, they come back and they play in the band. And that's a huge honor, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. So it really is, sounds like, the, you know, this regional band's, you know, tried and true, a lot of people involved in it, a lot of people who come back.
It's a family affair, husbands and wives, brothers, like I just said, brothers and sisters. It really is a family affair, and we're absolutely delighted with how that's turned out.
Okay. I'm curious, with the 52 members that are involved in this band, so I imagine they probably do all of them play at once, or is it kind of, hey, we have, you know, we're playing this kind of music this day, we need a few selections of this, or how does that scheduling and with gigs work when you have that many
members? Well, all of these people play in other community bands in the area. We are very blessed to be rich in community bands throughout eastern Iowa. Mm-hmm. And all of these people play in at least one other band, some two or three. I myself play in seven different organizations, either as the director or participant. So we have to kind of shoehorn the Timber City Band in there. And there are bands going every single night of the week. We rehearse on Wednesdays in June. That's it. Because it's too much to ask these people to drive in as much as an hour, hour and a half, on top of all the other bands that they participate in. So we're on Wednesday nights in June. Our rehearsals are pretty much over. We're going to try to squeeze one in tomorrow night, seeing as how the concert was canceled.
Yeah, I know. Tell me a little bit more about that, because I know you had a concert that was scheduled for
tomorrow. Yeah, we were really looking forward to being the first band concert in Glovik. We had a saxophone ensemble that played for the first farmer's market mm-hmm. in Glovik, and so we're kind of proud of having that distinction. We weren't actually part of the summer series. It was just entertainment for the first farmer's market. But we did get something in there, discovered that the acoustics are great, that it works well. They could hear us across the block without any kind of amplification.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was there with that first farmer's market when that band was there, and they were playing some really good music. And the street all the way on the other end of the block, you could hear it like you're right next to it.
Yeah, really happy. So we were looking forward to being the first full concert band to play in Glovik, and unfortunately, that's not going to work out. We are, in fact, going to be playing at the Tabor Winery in Baldwin this Sunday as part of their Sunday series. And this is this has turned out to be an annual tradition where we come in and we play for their 4th of July concert or whatever Sunday is closest to the 4th of July. So we've got two concerts happening this Sunday, absolutely free. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pay for parking. Come on out. According to the weather report that I saw, it's supposed to be a pretty nice day. Maybe some thunderstorms later in the afternoon, but I think we'll be finished by then. So our first concert's at 2 o'clock. We're going to play for about an hour, and then our second concert's going to be at 3:30. It will not be a duplicate. We'll have new stuff for the second concert. Come on out, bring a lawn chair. They're going to have an awning there so you can be in the shade. They're going to have all the wines out there. It's absolutely gorgeous. Of course, the plants, the crops around here are looking pretty good. So couldn't recommend it any higher. The band's fantastic. The music's fantastic. The weather's going to be fantastic. We promise.
that's a steep promise to make with that last one.
The Lord's on my side. So anyway, this Sunday.
Absolutely. So that's going to both of those are going to be in Baldwin, you'd said there.
At the Tabor Winery. Gotcha. And there are signs directing you there, so there's no problem. I mean, you don't feel like, you have to buy a bottle of wine to get it. No. But they're happy to let you try some, and maybe you will decide to buy one.
Yeah. So, basically two free concerts there back-to-back, no duplicates with the music, all new stuff. So really, you're getting two concerts for the price of none.
for the price of none, absolutely.
So that's good. And what kind of music can people expect there Sunday?
I use the formula that John Philip Sousa used. John Philip Sousa had a formula where you open with a fanfare, then you have a march, then you have an overture. And the very first director of the Disneyland band, followed that very same formula because he was a member of Sousa's band, and that tradition passed on to other directors of the Disneyland band. The reason I'm mentioning the Disneyland band is that because I scooped ice cream where the Disneyland band played every day, and I was just thrilled with it. I was absolutely... what's the word? It's a fancy word. Inculcated, I think, is the fancy word for it. But it was drilled into me that this is the way you put on a show.
Yeah.
So we've got an opening fanfare. We've got an up-tempo tune. We've got an overture. We're doing the Bohemian Girl, which is a great overture. And then we're going to be featuring Thomas Knowles, who is... former director of the elementary schools at Delwood. Now he's directing the middle school in DeWitt. And he also directs the Bettendorf Community Band, which is in full swing right now. He's going to be doing a trombone solo with the band. We're pretty excited about that. It's a solo. It's a concerto that I've been wanting to do for years, and Tom is just the guy to do it. So we're really delighted about that. Matt Hovey, our high school band director here in Maquoketa, he's going to be directing a piece of music. We're pretty excited about that. And then Al Knapper, that's K-N-A-P-P-E-R. He's a professional trumpet player in the area, gigs around a lot, and he is going to be doing a knock 'em down jazz solo with the band called Vicky and Mr. Valves. That's from a Bette Midler movie, for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be doing just a... Well, every time he plays this solo, the band just stands up and applauds because,
yeah.
I mean, he just screams up to the ceiling. It's pretty exciting.
That sounds, yeah. So really going to be a pretty wide variety and some great music that's going to be there.
Not only that, but we were going to talk about one of the early band directors here in Maquoketa.
Yes, and I do want to make mention of that, but we do have to take a very quick break here. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we do have to take a very quick break. But we'll be leading off with that story going into there right after a very quick break from Brownfield right here on KMAQ's Just Talk.
Soybeans and cattle are lower. Corn and hogs are mixed. Field market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on yields. Stein and short stature corn, then they perfected it, Stein. Soybeans are down and mixed out of the USDA numbers out at noon Eastern, 11 Central. July beat 5 lower at 11.03 and 3 quarters. August is down 7 at 11.12 and a quarter. July corn's up 2.5 at 4.04 and a half. September's a quarter higher at 4.10 and a half. Live cattle are back to mix, still mostly lower, and feeders are down ahead of direct business. August lives back to 5 higher at 243.62. August feeders are 72 lower at 366.75. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and yesterday's higher closing pork. July's up 52 at 94.35. August is 155 higher at 98.82. Brownfield.
Simmer and sear with confidence using a Maytag freestanding electric range. With five elements, including a 9-inch and 6-inch dual choice element, variable broil, and a warming center, you can knock out mealtime in no time. The steam clean cycle and fingerprint resistant stainless steel finish makes it easy to keep clean inside and out. Shop Dr. Appliance Sales and Service at 606 Main Street in Delmar, Iowa. We also offer other brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, LG, and Speed Queen. Our hours are Mondays and Thursdays 8 to 6, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays 8 to 4. We're closed Saturdays and Sundays. We are available after hours by appointment. Give us a call or text us at 563-599-0416.
Hi, this is Scott Girardi from Bernie's Heating and Cooling in Preston. Bernie's Heating and Cooling in Preston has been a Lennox dealer for many years and has been a premier Lennox dealer since 2004, offering exceptional service and installation. Joel and Scott with Bernie's Heating and Cooling offer high-efficiency Lennox furnaces and air conditioning systems and a complete line of service. If your system is 15 years old or older, now is the time to purchase your new Lennox home comfort system. Let the employees of Bernie's Heating and Cooling find just the right system for your needs. Contact Bernie's Heating and Cooling at 563-689-HEAT for a free estimate today. Lennox and Bernie's Heating and Cooling are two names you can trust. Stop at Bernie's Heating and Cooling in Preston at 203 Industrial Lane, or call 689-4328 and ask for Joel or Scott. Thank you. We appreciate your business.
Hello and welcome back. We'll be continuing on with our Just Talk conversation here with Jay Kahn, almost said the wrong name there, the director of the Maquoketa's Timber City Band. Not just here in Maquoketa, but you know, you mentioned a regional band as well, with 52 members in their 52nd season here. I know before we took a quick break, you were just talking about a bit of a special event that's going to be happening for one of the former Maquoketa's bandmasters.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be giving a presentation about this in just a couple of hours for the Jackson County Historical Society Brown Bag Lunch.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about this gentleman. In short, in 1908, there was a group calling itself the Royal Hungarian Orchestra, and they put on a performance in Lost Nation. They were treated so royally that when the next train came through, one of the members of the orchestra decided that he thinks he's going to stay behind and live in Lost Nation. This is a fellow named John Francis Galuska, and he became Mr. Music here in Jackson County. And so from 1909, basically, he set up shop as a music teacher in the area. Of course, there wasn't any music in the schools at the time other than perhaps some singing in elementary school, but certainly no band program. So it was the municipal band or various professional bands, and he was here until about 1921 or so. He was also a composer, and I've been in the process of collecting everything that he ever wrote and published. I thought I had acquired everything, but then about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I was going through an old music magazine, and I saw an ad for a march that he had written. It was called the Clorinda March. And the ad said, "A rouser and no mistake." And I had no idea that he'd written this. It wasn't with his usual publisher. Mm-hmm. So I went looking for it. I could not find it anywhere. I contacted every single band in the Clorinda area. Nobody had it. I don't know why you would throw it away if your name is in the title. But nobody had it. I contacted every major band library in the country. Even the Library of Congress didn't have it.
Wow.
So I had pretty much reached the conclusion that every single set of parts that ever existed must have disappeared from the face of the earth, found in a dumpster somewhere. And then the Newton Municipal Band, contacted me. I had a database of municipal bands, community bands in Iowa. We had published it, and they had found, oh boy. There we go. Sorry about that. We had published a database or a spreadsheet of community bands, municipal bands in Iowa, and they had noticed that there was a mistake. I remembered that Newton was the last place that Galuska had been a band director. So I said, "Hey, I wonder, would you have anything by J.F. Galuska in your library?" And they got back to me a day later, and they said, "Sorry, we only have two things, an overture by him and a march called Clorinda." What? Oh, my God! Send it over. So it turns out it's a pretty doggone good march, and the band's going to play it.
Wow. So when was that march written?
It was published, and the funny thing is that particular publishing company didn't put the date on anything, but because of the timing of the advertisement, we figure it was 1919 because that publishing company went out of business in, I think, the very next year, 1920. So we're guessing it was 1919.
So
most of Galuska's publishing was from 1921 to 1923. So right in that area. But what got me going on him is a friend of mine sent me one of Galuska's publications, and he said, "Did you notice anything unusual about it?" "No." He said, "You didn't look at it. Take a good look at it." I took a closer look, and down at the bottom it said, published in Maquoketa, Iowa. I said, whoa! He said, yeah, you should look into this guy. So I've been looking into his life and career. Turns out it's pretty interesting. And that's what we're going to be talking about today at the Jackson County Historical Society at noon. Again, no charge.
Yeah. No, with the band that's going to be playing that, that's a march that probably hasn't been heard in over 100 years.
Well, I do have a, they used to publish band programs in the local newspaper. And I did find some bands had played it like 1932, mm-hmm. around then. So 90 years is probably the last time the march was heard. And then there's another march we're going to play that's really special.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit more about that one.
Yeah. I used to be a regular member of the Dubuque Tri-State Wind Symphony, whose concerts are every Thursday night, and Bettendorf every Friday night. And anyway, the band director, they switch off band directors, but one of the band directors, Nolan Hauta, who is the director of bands at University of Dubuque, he surprised me with a march that had been written for me and the band. And they presented this to us last year. I mean, how unusual and really profoundly touching is that for one band to give another band a tribute march?
Absolutely.
And it's a really good march, too. It's not some ho-hum thing that you can't even remember how it goes while you're listening to it. No, this is a pretty catchy march. It's a toe-tapper, and it's called the Timber City March. And hats off to Dr. Nolan Hauta and the Dubuque Tri-State Wind Symphony. It's what a sweet, lovely thing for them to do. It was written by one of the band members, Nick Tallarico, who plays trombone in the Dubuque band. So we're going to make that a new tradition for the Timber City Band. Got to play that at every concert.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. Yeah, like you mentioned, for one organization to write a march for another, that's a pretty good tribute.
Yeah. I told my mom about it, and she was moved to tears, and I was moved to tears. We were all crying. It was pretty cool.
I was going to say, yeah, no, there's nothing quite as intimate as music went between musicians.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so it is good. And then that's going to be played on this Sunday.
Yeah.
That you had mentioned. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Will you be playing in that as well, or will you be directing it?
No, I'm waving the stick. The only thing that I'm doing as far as playing the Timber City Band, when Mr. Hovey is on the podium, then I'll be in back helping out the percussion. But otherwise, I'm waving the stick.
Gotcha. I was saying, you were a percussionist by...
No. Actually, I started off on flute. I went to the rest of the woodwinds. Then when I was studying music education in college, I branched out to low brass and percussion. And so now I play all the instruments, not simultaneously, of course.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some people who, it sometimes seems like they can.
Yeah. I don't multitask well at all.
Yeah, no. See, I was always more of a vocalist, but my girlfriend who plays clarinet said that I have the personality of a trumpet. I'll say that probably, I've been told, gotten various reactions to that one, but from what I've heard, it's not inaccurate.
Yeah.
So a lot of different events coming up. There was going to be one this Wednesday, and unfortunately, it was canceled due to the heat. But there's going to be two concerts back-to-back, not repeats of any music. They're completely free. That's going to be in Baldwin this Sunday. Completely free.
At the Tabor Winery.
At the Tabor Winery. You said the first one starts at 2 p.m.?
Correct.
The next one at 3:30.
Right.
Gotcha. I was going to say, we are coming down to about the last minute or two here on this conversation. Are there any other music events coming up in July that people can look forward to?
Well, of course, as a musician in the area, I want to encourage people to support live music. We hate dead music. No, it's not very interesting at all. We want live music. you've got the Dubuque Tri-State Wind Symphony up in Dubuque. Their concerts on Thursday nights. The Bettendorf Community Band, their concerts are every Friday night. DeWitt has a band. They've been doing concerts on Sundays. And, of course, your one and only chance to hear the Timber City Band is going to be this Sunday.
Yeah, and then I know the Maquoketa Summer Concert Series is every Thursday at the Glova Community Park as well. Variety of different bands there. I was going to say, if someone's in the area and wants and plays an instrument, and they wanted to get in contact and join the band, how would they do that?
They contact me. I can be reached at, here's my email. I'm going to broadcast it to everybody. Foggy, like a foggy day, mm-hmm. F-O-G-G-Y, 2612. I'm going to say that again, foggy, 2612 at gmail.com if you're interested in the band. Or since the Timber City Band is finishing up this week, if you want to join another band in the area, I am the regional membership coordinator for the Association of Concert Bands that promotes municipal and community bands, adult bands throughout the nation. And my job is to promote that. So if you want to join one of the bands in the area, contact me and we'll set you up.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Jay, I really appreciate you coming on here. Sounds like it's going to be an absolutely amazing concert this Sunday, completely free. And if people want to get involved or, you know, in this one or any in the area, reach out to you and you can point them in the right direction.
Great. Happy to do it.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate you coming on here and chatting all about this.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Very grateful.
I mean, I always love learning more about history and expanding, especially my music knowledge. So more than welcome. But thank you again. And hope you have a good rest of your day and stay cool out there.
Yeah. I mean, staying indoors.
Yeah. Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.